for the development of childbirth education classes in high-risk neighborhoods. And like it was stated before, this was at Boston Medical Center, and we'll get more into that in a little bit.
Let's see if this works.
Will you please put your hand up if you can't hear in the back, and I'll work on it.
Throughout my presentation, you'll notice these red boxes with quotes inside them, and these were taken directly from the women that were interviewed in this research study. Some of them I will read off, but in the interest of time, other ones will just be on the screen so you can read them off at your leisure. Childbirth education has changed a lot over the past 40 years, but the underlying purpose, which is to provide prenatal preparation for pregnancy, labor, and birth, has remained the same. Childbirth education has been shown to increase positive birth outcomes, increase confidence and ability to cope with labor and birth, and also breastfeeding rates. It also offers an opportunity for social support during pregnancy and has been shown to decrease unnecessary postpartum hospital visits. On a national level, only 25% of women of mothers in 2005 reported having taken a childbirth education class, with 64% of black non-Hispanic and 45% of Hispanic mothers reporting having never taken a class. In 2005 at Boston Medical Center, only 10% of our mothers attended a childbirth education class, with just 2% coming from the high-risk neighborhoods. This is an obvious concern to us, as those mothers in the high-risk neighborhoods are the people that we most need to reach. So we have speculated three reasons as to why our rates of attendance are so low, and the first is inconvenience. A number of women that deliver at Boston Medical Center don't obtain their prenatal care at the hospital, but at neighboring health centers, which are affiliated with the hospital and are located in surrounding areas of Boston. So it could prove inconvenient for women to come to the hospital and get their classes. They may not have transportation, things like that. A second reason could be that the classes are not culturally competent and that the content of the classes is not what the women that we serve really want to know. And this quote is in answer to a woman being asked why she didn't attend the classes. She said, "I don't attend because I don't know if they have them in the area where I live. I might go if they were offered near me." So the first step that we took in our study was to perform a literature review to really find out how other organizations have dealt with this low attendance problem. And we found that there was limited past research on efforts to extend childbirth education classes to mothers in high-risk neighborhoods, and that the focus populations of the literature tended to be white, non-Hispanic, middle-class women. And the methods utilized by other organizations to implement change were focus groups, surveys, and class evaluation. The approach that we decided on was structured personal interviews that were conducted at the hospital itself and at the neighboring health centers. We interviewed 42 women in their prenatal period and 21 women in their postpartum period. The interviews last 15 to 30 minutes, and the women were compensated for their time. The interviews were conducted in four different languages: English, Spanish, Cape Verde Creole, and French Creole. And as a way to really connect with the women that we interviewed, we utilized doulas, or as we call them at Boston Medical Center, birth sisters, to interview these women. The birth sisters had varying experiences when it came to interviewing, so we held a mandatory interview training for all the participating birth sisters, and in that training, they tested out the surveys amongst one another, and just to eliminate any differences in meanings across languages and to reword any questions or take out any questions that may seem offensive or irrelevant to our target population. And the birth sisters were matched up with clinics depending on the languages that they themselves spoke and also the demographics of the women that the clinics served. Our sample was a small sample. It consisted of 63 women, mainly Hispanic and African American women, and compared to the Boston Medical Center 2006 birth statistics, our sample was not overall representative among all ethnic backgrounds, but as our sample was, again, so small, it was hard to guarantee a total representation. All women were asked if they were aware of childbirth education classes prior to the interview taking place, if they planned on attending childbirth education classes, and if they had attended in the past or were currently attending. 51% of the women said that they were unaware that the classes even occurred. 9% said that they were aware, but they were unsure of what was covered in the classes. 58% said that they planned on attending, and 34% said that they had attended, but not necessarily at Boston Medical Center. Of the women who were not currently attending or had not previously attended, over 60% said that they were not aware of the classes, but almost 50% said that they planned to attend the classes. This said to us that women really do want to know and really want to come to these classes, but they just don't know about them. So one of the issues that we really need to focus on is promotion of our classes. And this quote was taken from a woman when she was asked why she wasn't planning on attending. She said, "No, I haven't heard much about them, just that they are in English, a language I cannot speak, so I don't show any interest." Other answers to that question were, it wasn't their first pregnancy, or they obtained their information elsewhere, such as from family or television and internet. Women said that they would be enticed to go if they knew what happened in the class, if their friends or family could go with them, if they learned about the baby, and if they were given snacks. The languages spoken by our sample, the majority of women identified their first language as Spanish or English. And our sample ranged in age from 16 to 38, with most women falling between the ages of 25 and 34. Other questions were asked pertaining to learning styles, location of classes, language, teacher qualities, who to attend class with, how to be informed, and registration. And that's what I'm just going to go through now. So the majority of our women said that they would like their classes to be held at the neighborhood health centers and at the hospital. Other locations that were identified were at the WIC office or at home. Over 50% of our sample said that they would feel most comfortable attending class either with a partner or alone. And this is really important because it contrasts with the traditional view of childbirth education, which most people think of as a couple sitting on the floor on a pillow breathing together. And this is a very different picture because, especially with these high-risk women, there may not be someone in their life who they consider their partner, or the father of the baby may not be around, and they want to go to class with a family member or their best friend. So it's important for us to know that having a class that's aimed towards, say, a man and a woman, a couple, would not be relevant to this population because they wouldn't feel comfortable going, so they wouldn't come. About 85% of our sample said that they would prefer their classes to be held in English or Spanish, and that the best way of informing the women would be through mailings or for the providers at their appointments to tell them. And the easiest ways for the women to register for prenatal classes would be through the clinic when they visited or via phone. We asked the women that we interviewed to identify some qualities that they would like the person teaching the class to have. It was an exhaustive list when we went through it, but these were the ones that stuck out the most: experienced, has a child, understanding, willing to answer questions, supportive, and then speaks my language. And then I just put this quote in here, but more than one person said this, that I'd like to have someone from my own culture as a teacher. We also asked the women to rate specific learning styles as to how they most like to learn, and they said that the best ways were with pictures and props, followed by group discussion and videos. Before I move on to my conclusion, I just want to read off this quote because I think this is a really strong quote. And this was in answer to a question of why she liked her childbirth education class, what kept her coming back. And she said that she liked learning about the process of birth and learning how to care for a baby. When I had my other baby, I had my family to help me with him, but now I'm alone and I don't have anyone to help me and teach me. So in conclusion, what are we doing at Boston Medical Center with the information that we obtained? Currently, new classes are being designed, and they're being implemented in the neighborhood health centers as well as continuing in the health in the hospital clinic. We've started to hold a class that's entirely in Spanish with hopes of having other classes in other languages. We're working diligently to promote the classes both in the health centers and in the hospital and also in the community, so in like community centers as well. Some birth sisters are being trained as childbirth educators, and that's with hopes that having someone who's teaching the class and not necessarily being a medical professional can really interact with these women, can connect with them on a level, someone from their own culture, and will really entice these women to come into the classes, and not just once, but to keep them coming into the classes and to form stronger bonds. So what is the significance to you, the maternal and child health community? Based on the national statistics, we know that the low attendance in classes is not just a Boston Medical Center problem, but a national problem. And the findings that we found in this study may not be applicable to the organizations that you all work for, but the methods definitely can be. Implementing culturally competent childbirth education through community involvement and integrating that with the doula program represents new challenges for the maternal and child health community. But giving women the information they want and need in a language they can understand from educators that are related to a doula program can be expected to increase the number of class participants and yield more positive health outcomes for at-risk mothers in all communities. Thank you very much.